Good day, everyone. This is Ed Smith from Clear Balance.
Hi, Ed. We're going to get started in a second.
Absolutely.
Good afternoon, everybody. Today is April 14th, 2017, 1:30 p.m. Mountain Time. This is our last risk limiting audit participation group meeting. And so we've received quite a bit of documentation over the past couple of months, and appreciate you all for taking the time and effort to submit those documents. Here in the room at the Aspen Conference Room at the Secretary of State's office, we have myself, Jerome Lovato, Jesse Romero, and Danny Casillas from the Secretary of State's office. We have Kyle Rooley and Merlin Klotz from Douglas County, Cody Swanson from Jefferson County, Matt Crane from Arapahoe County, and Harvey Branscombe and Neil McBurnett. Who do we have online?
Boulder County.
Janice Voss, Claudiel, and Greg McPherson from Bacon County.
Ben Rector, Secretary of State's office.
Ed Smith with Clear Balance.
Mark Lindemann.
Jessica Bowers with Dominion Voting System.
Okay. Randy Ward, Washington County.
Is that everybody? Great. So we received a handful of documents from the last meeting. We received a redlined version of the procedures I had drafted a while back, and those are online. Received input from Douglas, Larimer, and Boulder counties, and Pitkin County. And then we also received information from Harvey and Neil regarding different or similar ideas, and then also information from Mark Lindemann. Everything that was submitted is basically what we've talked about, so I don't think we need to really rehash anything unless someone feels like they really want to go over something in particular. But I think, especially after the last meeting, we've kind of exhausted the conversation regarding ballot polling, so I don't think we need to revisit that one. So today's should be a relatively short meeting. Neil, do you have a comment? You got to turn on your mic there. There you go. Yeah.
Testing. Great. I did just want to highlight one of the things, the document, second on the list, concise recommendations for Colorado Risk Limiting Audit Rule. That's actually something that we wrote back in January, but it has, in some sense, a more complete overview of the whole process. It was an introduction that we sent to the Secretary of State's office before this process was kicked off. And it just has links to some of the documents that we've referred to a number of times, and an overview of our view of a good ballot-level risk-limiting audit process that is probably a more concise set of many of the recommendations we've made than kind of going through all the rest of the documents. So if I wish we'd gotten that up, thought to send it in as part of this process back in February, but it's there.
Yeah, and I think we've talked about pretty much everything in that document in a little more detail than the document does. And it's a, yeah, so it's a nice summary. So the next thing is I just want to talk about next steps for the risk limiting audit. So we are working on a draft rule that will be submitted for public comment in mid-May. And then the rule will be finalized in August. The rule will be submitted by way of the normal channels for everybody to be able to comment on. And then for the risk limiting audit software, we have drafted a documented quote. And I talked to our T group this morning, and the quote will be published by the end of next week. The plan is to submit that for bid and hopefully get a good working product from it. And we will have a website, webpage dedicated to RLA. So outside of this working group page, we'll have an RLA webpage that will be up sometime this summer. We're working on the details of that, but it'll be dedicated to just RLA for public consumption and for the counties and our office to use. I have a couple of final things to say, so I just kind of want to open up if anybody does have any questions regarding any next steps or anything else regarding risk limiting audits. Or comments. Or cricket noises. I just want to then kind of go over some things I've gone over towards the end of every meeting, which is feel free to submit any RLA related information directly to me. You can send the information to me until the rules are submitted for public comment, and then after that it'll go through the formal comment process. What I will do with any information that's submitted to me between now and that time that the rules are out there is I'll create on our RLA group site another section for the any documents submitted after. So I received a document from Mark Lindemann today regarding the functional requirements for RLA software. So it'll be his document will be published in that new section. And so any documents submitted to me if you have a document or something you'd like to post it, just let me know that you want it posted and I'll post it. Otherwise, I'll just assume that it's a question to me or to our office. So just let me know in the email, please add this to the page and I'll get it added. So we'll have a separate section on our group page here for that. We had a question regarding RLA training for the counties after our last meeting. And after discussing it internally with my management, these trainings are for the county clerks and their staff. So we're not opening them up to the public. So I just want to add some clarification, and I committed to giving an answer for that for this meeting. And that's all I have regarding where we're at with RLA. We still have internal discussions going on with how we're going to, what methods we will use and discussion regarding non-CVR counties and what to do next on that. We have a meeting scheduled with Wayne Williams, the Secretary of State. And so those are still things that are being discussed. We haven't come to any final conclusion on that at all right now. So just want to give those updates. Are there any other questions to somebody?
Yeah, Jerome, this is Philip Stark. I regret that I haven't yet been able to pull together that document showing how to combine ballot polling in some counties with comparison audits in other counties to audit contests that cross jurisdictional boundaries between CVR and non-CVR counties. Is that still of interest to you? Is that something that might be in scope?
Will you ask that question again, Philip?
Yeah, so I have in my brain, but not yet as a document, a couple of methods that would allow you to combine ballot polling in non-CVR counties with comparison audits in CVR counties to audit contests that cross jurisdictional boundaries between counties with different abilities. Is that something that is of interest to you potentially? Are you imagining that that might be in scope at some point until the non-CVR counties cross over to get CVRs? Or
I think that that's of interest to us because we're, you know, we haven't settled on what to do in those situations. So any documentation you have that could help us in that in trying to solve that problem is greatly beneficial. And
okay.
So yeah, I think just having more information on that and would really be helpful to us.
Great. It's a priority, but I'll light a fire under myself to get something out the door to you as quickly as I can.
Okay. Yeah, because we with the rulemaking timelines, you know, we just have a couple of weeks before it we go into the formal rulemaking aspect, and so I know you may have preliminary stuff and things like that, but any information you can provide over the next couple of weeks will be really helpful.
Okay. So at the moment, I can say that it can be done, and what I'm looking into is different ways of doing it that would have different amounts of efficiency. But the theory is doable.
Okay. Yeah, and this isn't the end all. I mean, Dwight has mentioned several times in the meetings that, you know, and we've discussed that we're going to have lessons learned from this November, and more than likely modification to RLA rules, and so it's important to keep the discussion going regarding all of this, and so. Just having something, you know, on paper, even conceptually, that we can work towards, you know, I think is doable. But we are just kind of where we are for the rules for this November. Neil?
Great, thanks. Yeah, we're looking forward to that work that Philip is working on. Ron Rivest is also working on similar techniques, and I'm trying to help out with that. So I anticipate having a variety of options to look at. I kind of want to step back. You know, it sounds like we don't have a really full agenda. Step back a little bit and just emphasize for Colorado and for the clerks and the Secretary of State's office and really anybody that listens in. We see this as a tremendously exciting opportunity in Colorado to make a big step forward in election integrity. And we appreciate that the support that the Secretary of State himself has mentioned of this and absolutely the hard work of the staff. We know that it's a tremendous set of new ideas, a lot of math and statistics and questions about how to handle things. And I just want to really emphasize again that we don't do this just because we're you know, trying to make life difficult. We really see this as a tremendously useful tool in election integrity, in evidence-based elections, in really moving the world forward, because we're not aware of places that do really anything quite like this. And Colorado's on the cusp with this new equipment that can do cast vote records in standard ways and a law that sets the whole thing up. So first, just a big appreciation to everyone involved, to all the people that have worked with us over the years in the Colorado Reclaiming Audit project from the EAC, the grant that we did, Matt, who did one of our first audits, and then another one, and other counties, Boulder, that really got things started very early on with a very visionary, you know, let's try this out. Let's actually look at our ballots, because the value of paper ballots is not realized, as we saw again back in the fall, is not realized unless you actually have a really principled way of looking at the ballots, looking at them by hand, comparing those to the records. So just we're still really excited about this. I'm very impressed at the dedication that Colorado has had for over a decade to auditing every contest in the audits that Merlin is, you know, continues to emphasize the work that has been done already. You know, the idea that there that all the contests matter. It isn't just the top of the ticket. It isn't just the closest one. We care about all of them. So I really want to find ways to make that both effective and convenient. And we see, again, lots and lots of opportunities for that. One of the other documents that we submitted this week that we've heard talk about for a while and just wanted to get it on paper is this idea of taking pictures of ballots, a really tangible thing that can be done during the audit. If you're called to sample a ballot, we picture a really simple smartphone app that you can maybe zap a barcode that's associated with the auditing process and then zap the ballot front and back, and voila, the app takes care of everything for you and really provides some very tangible, very helpful image data to compare with the Dominion scans, to compare with the cast vote records, and really remind people that the paper itself is of critical importance here. We can't just trust that the scans are right. We can't trust the cast vote records. We've all seen cases where either glitches or, you know, concerns are come up about all of that. So hugely valuable opportunity to, I think, in a, again, easy to manage way, get those pictures. And so there's that sharing pictures of sampled ballots submission that we made this week. So I think that's just what I wanted to highlight. And again, really appreciate you all working with us on moving the bar forward here.
Thank you, Neil. Harvey?
Okay, Harvey Branscombe. So I would echo what Neil just said. I would point out that the photograph of the ballot actually does focus attention on the fact that there's actual paper there, that someone has gone back to look at the paper. It brings the public potentially in to be able to see what was on that particular ballot, not filtered through the voting system, but actually just through the camera lens of a specific and hopefully not very specialized application, that we don't have to worry about whether the application itself is messing with the photograph of the ballot. And I wanted to emphasize the fact that we're working on a vote tabulation audit. That's why I keep writing RLVTA in my description of what we're doing, because there may be other audits that are risk limiting that pay attention to other aspects of the election, such as eligibility, that we're not working on here. And I wanted to thank Jerome for, I think Jerome just said he's going to set up a piece of the Secretary of State site where we can upload our future documents that relate to the audit. And I think that's very helpful. And I hope that a conversation will take place in that setting between those of us advocates who are working on the theory and trying to imagine the best practice for the audit, and those of you who are actually performing the audit and concerned about the performing the audit, and that conversation will lead to solutions to problems that arise either before the audit takes place or after or during. And I want to emphasized the need for starting to work on the rule that follows this rule for the 2018 election, where we will have legislative districts that actually cross county boundaries, and we will have legislative districts that are within county boundaries, and those present issues that we haven't spent time discussing in this particular last few weeks, and does need to be discussed and can be discussed, and we're ready to start on that. We didn't want to deflect the process here for the 2017, and wanted to simplify the audit in 2017 for very good reasons. But we hope that the 2018 is closer to the audit that might take place for the eventual future. And so we're hoping that the Secretary of State will think about restarting the next rulemaking early, so that there's plenty of time to talk about those issues for 2018. And of course, it'll be very informative what actually occurs in 2017, so perhaps that process won't take place till after that. But I think we should actually be thinking about, and we're talking about, continuing to have these discussions about how to perform the additional kinds of audits that are needed once we expand the what is done in 2017. So that's my urging everybody who's involved to stay involved, I think, is what I'm saying here. So, and thanks very much, Jerome, for leading the effort.
Thank you, Harvey. And I think we'll continue to have discussions on how to handle these issues and things that we're going to see differently, or that we'll see in 2018 that we don't see for this election. I don't know if we'll have a formal group like this yet. I mean, we just haven't talked about that yet. But I could see where we could potentially do some, if some counties are open to it, some type of pilot or something after the November election. A large portion of the counties are getting a new voting system this summer, and so I don't think it's feasible for the summertime, because they'll be learning a new voting system, as well as trying to figure out what to do with RLA when it comes to the rules and walking through those trainings and stuff. And so just with the time constraints for this summer, I just don't see it as being feasible. But I think we can have discussions for sure after November, and how to solve, and in the meantime, still have the discussions of how to solve these other problems that we haven't really discussed in detail over the past couple of months.
Right. This is Harvey. I was focusing on the longer term in my previous comment, and now I want to focus just on the short term, because I believe until the rulemaking begins, then the Secretary of State's office can be interactive about the topics we're discussing here. Is that correct?
Right, but that's over the next couple of weeks, and I can tell you from the voting system schedule, that's just not happening. Because we won't even be in our office basically starting April 24th until, I don't know, sometime in September or something. We're not even going to be in our office full time.
Okay. So it would be helpful if you would, I mean, there's quite a bit of material here, and I know that some of it's been covered in the past, but to the extent that you can respond to it before that, I don't know how you do that, but if you could respond to what has been presented here up to this date, even though we're not having another meeting, then we might be able to respond to that, and at least that material will be up there to advise the rulemaking, just to get one more turnaround.
Yeah, when you send stuff to me, I read it that same day, and for the most part, I respond rather quickly. But I'll continue that practice, which is what I do with anything that comes to my inbox. But when I'm out of the office, I have no communication, and because I'm working on something else that's not related to RLA.
Right, and we do appreciate that when we individually send you an email back confirming you got it, and that's great. That's not actually what I'm asking for here. What I'm asking for is, well, let me just put it in the past tense. Every time that you submit something, you show us something like a list of steps, that causes us to think about those topics and to respond to them. And obviously your steps document, we pretty substantially edited it, and it's on this week's website upload. So if there's any way you could respond in that style, you know, back, like you take what we put up there and say, yeah, this, and this is where we're headed, then that would actually, you know, move the whole process for us one step further.
Okay.
I know for you, the step you
I see what you're saying now. I understand what you're saying.
So any reaction we could have to the idea of the photograph of the ballots, the all those ideas, and from the other counties, from Pickens County and so forth, great idea. If you could give us a sense for where the rule is going, we'd be able to provide advice from our county perspective, our activist perspective, whatever, and maybe that would help.
I'll do that to the best I can, and that'll just be that. And I like to play poker, and so I'm not going to tell you everything. I'm kidding. I do like to play poker, but I'm not trying to be deceitful or anything. So I will respond the best I can to the different topics, but I can't address every comment and every question that is submitted. I just can't.
I did want to kind of take that cue, and we had some discussion thanks to the comments from the counties. And again, I wanted to include all the folks that have helped out with audits. Jeffco and Adams County did some great audits, and all the comments we've been getting from Pitkin and Larimer and Douglas and Boulder and all you folks out there. So Boulder submitted a comment about the HART system, and I think it's very important to try to figure out, is there anything we can do with existing scan image data, anything that's to a cast vote record? As best I can tell, and I think some of our folks who know the HART system well can tell, the HART system can't publish something ahead of time or really even give you good evidence as you're going along of exactly how it interpreted an image. It can't export the full set of cast vote records so that we could add them up and see if they actually add up to the original total. And if you can't do that, then you know, going and looking at screens to compare them with ballots, to compare them with your notion of the system's interpretation, it's unclear to me if that particular scheme can go anywhere. But I might just kind of misunderstand what we can get. I certainly know that HART could give us more information. And if we can get the vendor to support auditing via the BallotNow system, better, we could save a whole lot of work for a whole lot of counties here. So I just wanted to open that discussion up, see if I've misunderstood anything in that proposal from Boulder, and just give the sense that what we need is exactly what we talk about in all of the documentation to date. We need something that we can publish ahead of time that adds up to the final result, check it against the election night reporting, check it against the ballot manifests, see all the interpretations, and then be able to go back. And that's the thing that you audit, go back and audit that. So if there are other comments on that, I'd love to hear them.
This is Philip. I somehow lost the call for a while and just came back at the end of what Neil was saying regarding HART. So I don't know what the preamble was to it, but my understanding is that BallotNow currently has two deficiencies that would need to be worked around in order to enable us to have ballot level comparison audits using HART. One is that it can't export the cast vote records. I think that's what Neil was just speaking to. Even if you try to look at it on screen, the adjudication screen only shows whether something, it shows the selection if it's been overridden by a judge, but it doesn't show the selection if it's using its default. So you don't even really get a visual confirmation of what it did.
This is from Douglas County. Neil, I completely agree. I understand the idea that Boulder's trying to make. And that was my first idea, but you can't quantify those results and you can't add them up. So I'm not sure that's really going to work. And you don't have an actual idea of if it was right, because it's not the actual cast vote record. I've talked to the vendor about it. They told me that there's no way to do it. So I don't know what other avenues to go about. But no, I totally agree. Those images just probably aren't going to work.
One of the biggest problems with the HART record is that it does not have a batch number to tie directly to, and that's the biggest issue. Other than that, you could extract the file theoretically and get something to print out, but it doesn't have a batch number, so it makes it a little bit difficult to tie definitively back to the hard copy.
This is Philip again. Something that Yolo County, California managed to do successfully, they were using HART with a commercial scanner, one of the Kodak scanners, I think, and they were able to fork a copy of the images and then run those images through open count in order to basically do a transitive audit, but without having to rescan the ballots. I don't know whether any of the counties who are using HART are able to capture those images, you know, fork a copy of them. But that's another possibility.
And this is Harvey. I believe that on a slightly different, in support of a ballot polling audit, I believe that the HART system could be used to avoid the need to go look at the physical ballot before knowing what style it has by looking up the image of that ballot. At least, so that would prevent the physical step of looking for a ballot that didn't have the contests on it you were attempting to audit. So there are some facilities there. Also, Boulder, by the way, uses a numbering system with the HART system. HART system allows for an identifiable number on every ballot as an option, and it was used that way in Colorado until it became contrary to rule. Now, however, the rule has a criterion for the number of identical identifiers that can be used in the election, and Boulder is cleverly using that opportunity to actually have numbers on the ballots that are used to help associate the paper with the image and the HART schema for where the ballots are that are used in resolution, that's used in resolution. So that is there is that innovation going on in Colorado, which actually is very interesting and worth understanding from the context of how it could be used to help improve the audit process, for example, a ballot polling audit.
Thank you, Harvey. Yeah, I think those are discussions we'll have to continue to have for the counties that can't produce a CVR. I know there are a couple of premier counties, and obviously the HART counties. Well, I want to thank you all for helping us through this whole process. I know a lot of time and work has been spent in getting to this point, and we still have a lot of work ahead. And so I really appreciate all of the feedback we've received over the past couple of months. It's been really helpful to us. We weren't walking into this blind, since we have been working on this for a while. But I think we've accomplished quite a bit in a short amount of time. And I really think that the audit will be successful, and we'll learn a lot from it. Neil, you have one more comment? Or Harvey, I mean?
Harvey, sorry. Yeah. I just wanted to ask two things. One is the Secretary of State site will be up for the available unknowable future, that is for a unstated period of time, or is that only imagined to be during the rulemaking, or through the summer and into the fall? You anticipate using it?
This working group page, or
well, the additional page or the additional site where you would allow us to upload documents.
Yeah, so that's the working group page here. I'm going to add just another section here,
right?
Where And I don't know. I still have to. I'll have to talk to Dwight when he gets back from his vacation on what if there's any kind of legal type issues with continuing to have information. I don't want to commit to something that I just can't do right now. But I will have that discussion to see if that's something that can be ongoing. I just don't. I can't say yes right now.
Right. I think that would be very helpful to have that potential for communicating about this topic, and probably, you know, even for outside Colorado, I think other states might be interested in looking and seeing where the conversation's going and how, and they can learn from us as well. So
I'm sure there's a good reason for doing it. We'll have that discussion, and if we're able to, then it'll be, you know, I can email the group the distribution list and let everybody know that that's available. I'll let you know one way or the other. But right now I just don't.
Okay, thanks. I had one other thing I wanted to mention, but I'll write it to you to put on that.
Okay.
That place on the website. Yeah. Thanks.
Well, thank you all. I hope you have a good afternoon. It's about 2:05 PM Mountain Time. Hope you all have a good weekend.